May we be helped to commence this morning's service by singing together 983. Hymn 983, tune Trentham, 73. Spirit of truth, come down, reveal the things of God. O make to us salvation known, and witness with the blood. Hymn 983, tune Trentham, 73.
Genesis
in chapter 31. Genesis chapter 31. And he heard the words of Laban's sons, saying, Jacob hath taken away all that was our father's, and of that which was our father's hath he gotten all this glory. And Jacob beheld the countenance of Laban, and behold, it was not toward him as before. And the Lord said unto Jacob, Return unto the land of thy fathers and to thy kindred, and I will be with thee. And Jacob sent and called Rachel and Leah to the field unto his flock, and said unto them, I see your father's countenance, that it is not toward me as before, but the God of my father hath been with me, and ye know that with all my power I have served your father, and your father hath deceived me, and changed my wages 10 times. But God suffered him not to hurt me. If he said thus, The speckled shall be thy wages, then all the cattle bear speckled. And if he said thus, The ring straight shall be thy hire, then bear all the cattle ring straight. Thus God hath taken away the cattle of your father and given them to me. And it came to pass at the time that the cattle conceived, that I lifted up mine eyes and saw in a dream, and behold, the rams which leaped upon the cattle were ring-straight, speckled, and grizzled. And the angel of God spake unto me in a dream, saying, Jacob. And I said, Here am I. And he said, Lift up now thine eyes and see, all the rams which leap upon the cattle are ring-straight, speckled, and grizzled. For I have seen all that Laban doeth unto thee. I am the God of Bethel, where thou anointest a pillar, and where thou vowest a vow unto me. Now arise, get thee out from this land, and return unto the land of thy kindred. And Rachel and Leah answered and said unto him, Is there yet any portion or inheritance for us in our father's house? Are we not counted of him strangers? For he hath sold us, and hath quite devoured also our money. For all the riches which God hath taken from our father, that is ours and our children's. Now then, whatsoever God hath said unto thee, do. Then Jacob rose up and set his sons and his wives upon camels, and he carried away all his cattle and all his goods which he had gotten, the cattle of his getting which he had gotten in Padan Aram, for to go to Isaac his father in the land of Canaan. And Laban went to shear his sheep, and Rachel had stolen the images that were her father's. And Jacob stole away unawares to Laban the Syrian, in that he told him not that he fled. So he fled with all that he had, and he rose up and passed over the river and set his face toward Mount Gilead. And it was told Laban on the third day that Jacob was fled. And he looked, and he took his brethren with him, and pursued after him 7 days' journey. And they overtook him in the Mount Gilead. And God came to Laban the Syrian in a dream by night, and said unto him, Take heed that thou speakest not to Jacob, neither good nor bad. Then Laban overtook Jacob. Now Jacob had pitched his tent in the mount, and Laban with his brethren pitched in the Mount of Gilead.
And Laban said to Jacob, "What hast thou done, that thou hast stolen away unawares to me and carried away my daughters as captives taken with the sword? Wherefore didst thou flee away secretly and steal away from me, and didst not tell me, that I might have sent thee away with mirth and with songs, with tabret and with harp, and hast not suffered me to kiss my sons and my daughters? Thou hast now done foolishly in so doing. It is in the power of my hand to do you hurt. But the God of your father spake unto me yesternight, saying, Take thou heed that thou speak not to Jacob either good or bad. And now, though thou wouldest needs be gone, because thou saw longest after thy father's house, yet wherefore hast thou stolen my gods? And Jacob answered and said to Laban, Because I was afraid, for I said, Peradventure thou wouldest take by force thy daughters from me. With whomsoever thou findest thy gods, let him not live. Before our brethren, discern thou what is thine with me, and take it to thee. For Jacob knew not that Rachel had stolen them. And Laban went into Jacob's tent, and into Leah's tent, and into the two maidservants' tents, but he found them not. Then went he out of Leah's tent, and entered into Rachel's tent. Now Rachel had taken the images, and put them in the camel's furniture, and sat upon them. And Laban searched all the tent, but found them not. And she said to her father, Let it not displease my lord, that I cannot rise up before thee, for the custom of women is upon me. And he searched, but found not the images. And Jacob was wroth, and chode with Laban. Jacob answered and said to Laban, What is my trespass? What is my sin, that thou hast so hotly pursued after me? Whereas thou hast searched all my stuff, what thou hast found of all thy household stuff, set it here before my brethren and thy brethren, that they may judge betwixt us both. This 20 years have I been with thee. Thy ewes and thy she-goats have not cast their young, and the rams of thy flocks have I not eaten. That which was torn of beasts I brought not unto thee. I bear the loss of it. Of my hand didst thou require it, whether stolen by day or stolen by night. Thus I was. In the day the drought consumed me, and frost by night, and my sleep departed from mine eyes. Thus have I been 20 years in thy house. I served thee 14 years for thy two daughters, and 6 years for thy cattle, and thou hast changed my wages 10 times. Except the God of my father, the God of Abraham, and the fear of Isaac had been with me, surely thou hast sent me away now empty. God hath seen mine affliction and the labour of my hands, and rebuked thee yesternight. And Laban answered and said unto Jacob, These daughters are my daughters, and these children are my children, and these cattle are my cattle, and all that thou seest is mine. And what can I do this day unto these my daughters, or unto their children which they have borne? Now therefore come thou, let us make a covenant, I and thou, and let it be for a witness between me and thee. And Jacob took a stone and set it for a pillar. Jacob said unto his brethren, Gather stones. And they took stones and made an heap, and they did eat there upon the heap. And Laban called it Jegar Fahadutha, but Jacob called it Gilead. And Laban said, "This heap is a witness between me and thee this day." Therefore was the name of it called Gilead. And Mizpah, for he said, "The Lord watch between me and thee when we are absent one from another. If thou shalt afflict my daughters, or if thou shalt take other wives beside my daughters, no man is with us. See, God is witness betwixt me and thee." Laban said to Jacob, "Behold this heap, and behold this pillar, which I have cast betwixt me and thee. This heap be witness, and this pillar be witness, that I will not pass over this heap to thee, and thou shalt not pass over this heap and this pillar unto me for harm. The God of Abraham and the God of Nahor, the God of their father, judge betwixt us." And Jacob sware by the fear of his father Isaac. Then Jacob offered sacrifice upon the mount, and called his brethren to eat bread. And they did eat bread and tarried all night in the mount. And early in the morning Laban rose up and kissed his sons and his daughters and blessed them. And Laban departed and returned unto his place. May God bless that reading from his holy word to us. And may he now help us in prayer. Most merciful and gracious and almighty Lord God in heaven, we come before thee and we pray thy help, thy presence, thy blessing here as we meet for worship. Lord, we pray that thou wilt grant us that access as we come before thee in prayer, that we may come unto that mercy seat, that and find that acceptance in Christ Jesus. Lord, we come as we are. We are sinners. Lord, we have come short of the glory of God. We come, Lord, as sinners before thee. And we pray, Lord, that thou look upon us in thy Son. Lord, that we may find that refuge, that acceptance, that ground of mercy. That thou, Lord, lift up the light of thy countenance upon us. That thou wilt shine with thy love, thy light, and grant that liberty in our soul. We pray that thou wilt bring us to the footstool of thy mercy. Lord, that we may come to Christ Jesus, as Jacob saw that ladder stretching forth that was set up on earth, the top of it reached to heaven. We pray that we may come to that one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. And that in and through him our offering, our worship, our sacrifice this day may be accepted, that we may know what it is to be accepted in the Beloved. And that, Lord, as our worship ascends from this place through him, may it enter into the highest court of all, into the glory of heaven above. And may it please thee to command the blessing and send the blessing down, that it might be brought down from heaven to earth, brought down into our soul, and that, Lord, it might come in power through Jesus Christ our Lord, that we may find that he is our all and in all. So help us each this day in our worship. Lord, grant us thy blessing, the blessing upon thy word, as we read it, And as it's preached, we pray, Lord, that thou grant the power and the unction, or that it might be a living word. It may be made applicable to us. Thou wilt apply it to our heart. There may be those things that enter in that do us good. That, Lord, find an abiding place. And Lord, as we leave thy house at the close of this day, may it be said, it has been good for us to be here. That thou wilt, Lord, grant thee there may be that profit for our never dying souls. That there may be that feeding of our soul. That we may not go empty away. That know thy gracious gift. So Lord, do remember each who meet with us in this house of prayer. And Lord, we pray that thou wilt be with those unable to be here. And we ask, Lord, that thou wilt strengthen those that feel to be weak. And Lord, that thou wilt encourage them. And the burdens, the infirmities, the afflictions. Lord, we ask that thou wilt grant a help to each who have ventured to the house of God today. We think of the young and the children, the young people, Lord, who remember them, be with them, guide and keep them in all things. Lord, do grant them an understanding of the things that are read and spoken. Lord, thy gospel is simple. Lord, it is for the simple in heart, that we would be made as little children, that we may, Lord, be given that childlike faith and understanding, that it might be, Lord, that we are not found questioning and prying into things which are not convenient for us, but that we may be found accepting of those things that we hear and read and receive them as a child. Lord, that thou wilt grant us that uncomplicated heart that receives thy word. Lord, we pray thy blessing then upon each of our young friends. Lord, thou knowest what needs they have. Lord, we thank thee for the children and for the babes, and we pray for them. We pray for parents. Lord, do grant them the wisdom, the patience, the help, the strength, the things that they need day by day. Do bless the families, Lord, do provide for them. Lord, that thou wilt maintain and keep them in all things. And do encourage the parents in their bringing out of their children to the house of God. Oh Lord, it is good and it is right. And we pray, Lord, that thou wilt encourage them. And Lord, we pray that in all that it entails, and amongst all the busyness of the day, that thou wilt meet with them each and bless them in their souls. And so whether young or old, Lord, may we not come in vain. Oh, may we come to give thee the praise. Lord, may we be helped to remember all that thou hast done. May we be given an eye to see what thou hast done in the leading and the teaching of us. May we be brought to see and recognize thy hand working in our lives. Lord, grant us an eye to see, grant us an ear to hear, that we may truly have our ear opened, may be made receptive to thy word, that we may be made like Samuel, given Samuel's ear, that we may hear thy voice. And Lord, we pray that we may know thy blessing. We thank thee, Lord, for thy word, and all that it reveals. We pray, Lord, that that Saviour of sinners, our Lord Jesus Christ, might be made precious to us each, that there might be that revelation in thy word and in our own hearts personally, that we may be truly born again of thy Spirit. So Lord, we pray that thou wilt bless this church and congregation. Pour out thy Spirit upon them, we pray. Lord, do unite them, bind them together. Unite them in one heart and one mind to serve thee and thee alone. Lord, may the fear of the Lord, which is the beginning of wisdom, be found in each heart. That unctuous light to all that's right, that bar to all that's wrong. We pray, Lord, that thou make us each wise unto salvation. Oh, that we may see, Lord, the many things that are in our day and generation, that the many things that distract, the many things that rob us of our time. Lord, we pray that thou grant us that true discernment, that we may discern between right and almost right. And grant, Lord, that we may have that heart made willing to forsake the ways of sin and to walk that path of thy children. Lord, that we may esteem the reproach of Christ greater treasures than all the treasures of Egypt. Oh, that, Lord, we may see where true value is to be found, and not, Lord, set our affections on these dying, changing things in this world, but our affections, our desires may be set on things above, that our treasure may be in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through and steal. And do then grant, Lord, thy gracious teaching. Pour out thy teaching Spirit upon us. Oh, make us teachable. And grant, Lord, that we may be led and taught of thy Spirit, that in our little experience we may walk out that path of thy children. We may read thy word and trace out our little experience. We may have those evidences, those tokens, those things along the way to confirm us that we are in that right way, that way that leads to life eternal. All other ways, Lord, lead to hell. We would be found on that straight and narrow way. Lord, do remember us in all our need. Lord, we are of the earth earthy. We're earthbound by nature. We feel the pull of the world. We have the depravity of our own heart by nature. We pray, Lord, that thou create in us a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within us, that thou put thy Spirit within, and Lord, order all our way, and do conform us to the image of thy dear Son, that we may not be conformed to the image of the world, but that we may be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Oh Lord, do help us to think those right thoughts. Oh, to have that change of desire, that desire to honour thee in all that we do, that desire to forsake the world and the things of the world, oh, that desire to walk in thy footsteps. Do, Lord, grant us that we may often see thee. We may often see thee by faith. we may often hear thy voice. For thou hast said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. O, do make us then true followers. Follow us in the footsteps of the flock, following the good shepherd, walking in his light. Lord, do not leave us to walk in darkness. Oh Lord, do not leave us to wander. Do draw us by thy grace. Do put thy arms of love and mercy around us each, and bring us close to thee. Lord, remember us in our nation. Thou knowest, Lord, all the difficulties, all the turmoil. Thou knowest, Lord, all the influences there are, the evil that abounds. Thou knowest, Lord, all that takes place in this world, the wars, the rumours of wars, the persecutions, the difficulties, the troubles. Oh, we pray, Lord, that thou preserve thy people to the end. Oh, that we may know thy preserving mercy. Lord, that thou wilt look upon our nation in thy mercy. Deliver us from godless leaders. Deliver us, Lord, from the power of sin and Satan. And turn our captivity. Oh, pour out thy blessing. Open the eyes of many. Turn those, Lord, that are worshipping idols to worship the living God. Lord, do glorify thyself in salvation, turning the hearts of many from the ways of evil to the things of God. So help us, Lord. Send us that help from the sanctuary. Strengthen us out of Zion. Lord, help us in our worship here. And remember us for good. Take not thy Holy Spirit from us. That, Lord, do grant us that we may know that still small voice, that thou draw us out and draw us after thee. Draw us with those cords and those bands of love. We ask these things, Lord Jesus, with the forgiveness of all our sin and all that is amiss in our worship, that thou wash us and cleanse us and make us right and prepare us and make us ready. We ask for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
The notices for the opening week are that, God willing, Mr. Richard Wells will preach here on Tuesday evening, and Mr. Michael Ridout next Lord's Day, both morning and evening. And today, Mr. Timothy Parish will also preach here this evening, and today is the day for our monthly collection. May we now be helped to continue our worship, singing together hymn 990, tune Buckland 450. Hymn 990, Jesus, now thyself reveal, manifest thy love to me, make me Saviour, make me feel all my soul's delight in thee. All thy ways I'd well approve, under thy dear wings abide. Never from thy cross I'd move, never leave thy wounded side. When with evils I'm beset, foes advancing all around, down I'd fall at thy dear feet, wait to see thy grace abound. Hymn 990, June Buckland, 450.
Chapter we read, the book Genesis, chapter 31. With the Lord's help this morning, I'll speak to you from the opening part of verse 13. Genesis, chapter 31, the opening part of verse 13. I am the God of Bethel. Those words, I am the God of Bethel. The whole verse reads, I am the God of Bethel, where thou anointest the pillar, and where thou vowest a vow unto me. Now arise, get thee out from this land, and return unto the land of thy kindred. those words at the beginning of this verse. So Genesis 31 verse 13, I am the God of Bethel. This was a special place for Jacob. I am the God of Bethel. In this dream, in this appearing of the Lord, it was a time of remembrance to him. The Lord brings him back in his mind to that night when he met with Jacob, when in that dream 20 years previous, in that dream he had revealed to Jacob that ladder that stretched from earth to heaven, and had revealed to Jacob what he would do for him, how he would bless him and give him, he says, the land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it and to thy seed. And a promise that Jacob's seed would be as the dust of the earth, and then go on to promise that in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And so this was a precious time of remembrance. I am the God of Bethel. And here Jacob is in a time of distress. 20 years he has been with Laban. 20 years he has laboured. 20 years he has struggled with that labour. We know, don't we, that he had 7 years labouring for Laban, thinking that he would be given the hand of Rachel in marriage, but being given the hand of Leah. And then, after that great distress, Laban had said, well, serve, give her week, and then you can marry Rachel. And he did. And then he served another 7 years. And then, we're told, a further six he served. So 20 years in the house of Laban. And friends, what a time of teaching it was for this godly man Jacob. You know, thinking about that place Bethel, the Lord appears to him. Jacob's unsettled. Jacob, we're told, he says that your father's countenance is not toward me as before. He's feeling unsettled. He's concerned with what he sees around him. The Lord is stirring up his nest. He must come out. But the Lord appears for him in this dream. He says, I, Jacob, and he says, here am I. And then he goes on to show him all that he has done for him, how he has blessed him, even in this difficult time. And then he says, I am the God of Bethel, where thou anointest the pillar, and where thou vowest a vow unto me. Now arise and get thee out from this land. He's got to go again. He's got to venture forward again. He's had 20 years in a familiar place, and now he has to venture again. He's to leave again. He's to go forward again. You might say, into the unknown. And the Lord says, I am the God of Bethel. Now, I wonder, for you and me this morning, Do you have a Bethel? Do you have a place where the Lord was made known to you? Do you have a place, a spot or a place or a time that you can look back to? Where the Lord was made precious, his word was precious. You think back to what when it was. I would venture this. How often those Bethel places are places of difficulty, places of adversity, places of uncertainty. It was so for Jacob. When he had left, he had been living many years with his father and his mother. You know, I was thinking about Jacob and his leaving, when Isaac had sent him away to go to from Beersheba to Padan Aram, that great journey. Yeah, and the age of Jacob. You know, when you look at Joseph, and you look at that time when Jacob is reunited with Joseph, standing before Pharaoh, he says, the days of my years are 130 years. And we know Jacob was 39 years old. We know Jacob was 130 and Joseph was 39 years old. And so when Joseph was born, Jacob was 91 years old. And we know from the word of God that it was at that second end of the second period of 7 years of serving that Joseph was born to Rachel. And so we can see that when the Lord brought Jacob out of his father and mother's house, and when he brought him on his journey to Laban, Jacob would have been 77 years old. Now you think of that. That time at Bethel for Jacob, that night where the Lord met him in the way, as he began that journey from Beersheba to Padan Aram, Jacob had dwelt 77 years. He had been with his father, digging wells, moving on, but always remaining with his father and his mother. His brother Esau had married at the age of 40, but Jacob hadn't. And that time at Bethel was a time, a new thing in his life. To go away from his what he knew, to go on a journey which changed the course of his life. But the Lord had met him in it. The Lord had met him in the way. The Lord had blessed him in it. He had gone according to the instruction of his father. He had done that which was right in the sight of his father, in venturing to go to Laban and to take a daughter of Laban, thy mother's brother. And in all of that uncertainty, that the Lord had met him that night, he had dreamed a dream. And the Lord had appeared to him in that dream and gave him such a wonderful revelation of the coming of the Messiah and that access to heaven through the Lord Jesus Christ, that access in prayer and that liberty of worship, and the sending down of the blessing. And we have then a promise given, and behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land. For I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. And we turn over a few chapters to our reading this morning, and we have the unfolding of this. The time is now come. He is now to leave and to venture back, and the Lord appears again. I am the God of Bethel. Oh, what a wonderful thing. What a wonderful thing for Jacob. The reconfirming of a former blessing. A timely reminder of the Lord's former mercies toward him. A renewing of a former promise. Oh, that sweet confirmation, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Now that the Lord said, I am with thee and will keep thee. And Jacob had 20 years, and he could see that the Lord had been with him and had kept him. Though it had been difficult, though Laban had dealt in a difficult way with Jacob, yet Jacob had been taught. Jacob had been instructed in these things. Oh, Jacob had been humbled in these things. These things had an effect, that the Lord was pleased to bring them into his path. The dealings of Laban to Jacob weren't by chance. The Lord had permitted them. He had permitted Laban to deceive Jacob. He had brought these things to pass that Jacob might learn. And friends, what a blessing it is. Though at the time it may not seem to be, but what a privilege it is to be one of those to whom the Lord teaches. You know, we think of that word sanctified. We pray, don't we, that the Lord will sanctify affliction, that the Lord will sanctify a particular trouble or something in someone's life. And that's what we pray. We pray the Lord will apply it, use it for the teaching of that one. The thing that they're passing through, yes, they may be delivered from it, brought through it, but the Lord would use it for their instruction. Use it to bring them nearer. Use it to bring that true blessing into the soul. And these times, friends, these Bethel places, are they not that? And are those times of teaching and revealing, does it not make it the house of God? You know, Jacob that night, when he awoke from that sleep, when he awoke from that dream, what did he say? How dreadful is this place. Not maybe in the sense of how we think dreadful, but how great and awesome and awful in its holiness and majesty and power is the appearing of God at these times. And holy fear and reverence is given. And Jacob, he says, surely the Lord is in this place. And I knew it not, and he was afraid. This is none other but the house of God. This is the gate of heaven. You know, maybe you can look back to a few spots and places in your life. And maybe you look back and it maybe was a time of great distress. But there's something precious when you look back. Yes, you see, you remember the trouble, you remember the distress, you remember the anguish, the difficulty. But oh, do you remember the Lord's felt sense of his presence? Do you remember that visit in that difficulty from the Lord? Do you remember that sweetness of the Word of God at that time? Do you remember the preciousness of the word of his grace? Jacob did. You know, you move on in time and you go on from that place. But you know, it doesn't take much, does it, to bring it back to the memory. And it was so. I am the God of Bethel. That the same, you might say in a gospel sense, Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. I am the God of Bethel. 20 years previous, when through the felt sense of the presence of the Lord, Jacob, his heart's filled with awe and wonder and reverence. That he knows the Lord is there. You know, he knew the Lord was there at Bethel. There was no mistaking it. It was Jehovah Shammah. The Lord is there. And he felt it. He knew it to be so. And he was moved to worship and to raise that stone. And he called it Bethel. And he poured out that offering, didn't he? He poured out on that pillar oil upon the top of it. And he called the place Bethel. And he vowed a vow and saying, if God be with me and will keep me in this way that I go and will give me bread to eat and raiment to put on so that I come again to my father's house in peace, then shall the Lord be my God. Oh, the Lord had moved him. The Lord had touched his heart. The Lord had met with him in a way. The Lord had met his case. The Lord had blessed him with a promise. I am with thee. And now Jacob has moved on. And 20 years have gone past. And he's married, he has children. But the Lord is still with him. You say, but things haven't gone according to how he might have wanted. No, it hadn't. But the Lord was with him in it. And friends, don't mistake the two things. You know, you and I may have things that don't go according to our plan. Things take place that weren't on our agenda. Things that come upon us that we didn't ask for. We didn't look for. But the Lord has purposed them. The Lord has determined them. Determined that they should come to pass. And the Lord had done it for a reason. And you know, the Lord gives a word. He said to Jacob, I am with thee. And then he tries that word. And Jacob would have to live to prove that the Lord was with him. And he did in the leaving of Laban and taking Rachel and Leah and all that he had. And he did when he had to meet Esau, his brother.
that the Lord was with him. Now, the Lord being with you doesn't make everything smooth and plain and trouble-free. But the Lord with you, there's a precious place of rest when you're able to trust in the Lord with all your heart. You know, the Lord brought those days of difficulty and trouble into the pathway of Jacob. And you know, Jacob could look back, couldn't he? No questioning the Lord at the end of his days. As he blessed his children, as he blessed each one of them, as he came to the end of his life, oh, how he had been led and taught of the Lord, and what precious things he was able to speak concerning the God he knew, the God of Jacob. I am with thee. Well, that the Lord had proved it. And here, as this trouble is arising in the house of Laban, as it's now time for Jacob to return, as the Lord is stirring up his circumstances, as he's bringing him to be unsettled, feeling the uncertainty of his situation, he's got to arise, he's got to go back, he's got to venture, he's got to leave. He doesn't want confrontation, he doesn't want this, but he must leave. The Lord will have him leave. And the Lord says, I am the God of Bethel. I am the God of Bethel. The God of the house of God. The God of the house of God, where thou anointest a pillar, and where thou vowest a vow unto me, now arise and get thee out of this land. It's time to venture. It's time to leave. It's time to cast all on me. It's time, Jacob, for you to prove again that I am that I am, the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac. I am the God of Jacob, your God, Jacob, the God of your fathers, but your God, Jacob. I am the God of Bethel. Oh, I wonder if you and I see a sweetness and a preciousness in this God of Jacob. You know, the Lord is pleased to be known as the God of Jacob. It's a precious title, isn't it? He is the God of Bethel, the God of the house of God, but he is also the God of his poor, unworthy people. And don't we see it in its fullness in the coming of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ? You know, we have these Old Testament accounts, we have these Old Testament revelations of God. But don't we see the fullness of them in the coming of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ? With Jacob's ladder, we see a type of Christ. With the coming to the children of Israel in the land of Egypt, and the meeting with Moses at the burning bush, we have a sweet revelation of Christ. I have seen, I have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows, and I am come down to deliver them. This is the God of Bethel, a God who is able to deliver.
A God who is able to make a way. A God with who nothing is impossible. A God of impossibilities. The God of Bethel. And Jacob needed that God of Bethel. As he needed him to bring him from Beersheba to Padan Aram, he needed him to bring him out of the house of Laban. As he needed him to bless his labours in the house of Laban, how much more he needed him when he was to venture on his own, taking his wives and children with him. How much he needed that God to be with him, the God of his father Abraham, God of his father Isaac. I am the God of Bethel. Oh, do you know this El Bethel, this God of the house of God? Has he made known himself to you in your life? Has he met with you in the way as he met with Jacob, as he meets with every one of his dear children? Has he been pleased to bring you into a place where you've been brought to call upon him? Brought you into a place where you've had to cry out after him? Brought you into those places where you can't manage yourself, and brought you to call upon his name? Prove to you that there is a God in heaven, a God who hears and answers prayer. Can you look back this morning? Maybe you see, you say, I don't feel it this morning. I felt I knew it once, but I don't feel it this morning. Well, friends, a lot had taken place in the 20 years, but the Lord hadn't changed. Oh, there are many changes in the life of his poor, unworthy people, but there's no changing in the God of Jacob. Oh, Jacob changes. Jacob's mind, Jacob's heart has its variations, but there's no variation in the God of Jacob. You know, the Lord is good. The Lord is good. A stronghold in the day of trouble. And he knoweth them that put their trust in him. Oh, he is that one sure, solid foundation. An unchanging God. One who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. One who has all things in his control. People, circumstances, things, all things are at his control. I am the God of Bethel. And he knows. And he remembers. I said Jacob had a memory of Bethel. The Lord had a memory of Bethel. Oh, the Lord reminds his dear children those former mercies, those spots and places, those tokens that he's given. The Lord knows he's given them. Oh, the Lord gives them that they might be used. Oh, friends, what has the Lord given you? Has he given you those tokens? They're tokens for good. Has he given them to you? Has he intimated something to you by way of a promise? Is he bringing you now to plead it? Lord, thou hast said. You know, Jacob had a memory of what was done at Bethel, the promise that was given at Bethel. And the Lord was stirring up his nest, and now he reminded Jacob of it. I will bring thee again to this place. That's the God of Bethel. the one who says and does, a performing God, the one who gives a promise and makes good on that promise. His word does not fail. He cannot lie. He is not man who makes a promise one day and breaks it the next. The Lord is good. And this God of Bethel, friends, he is a God for poor, unworthy sinners. The God of the needy. The God of the insufficient. The God of sinners. You know, we see such a preciousness, don't we, in that this man sitteth and eateth with sinners, the God of Jacob, the God of the house of God, a God of mercy, a God of grace and compassion, a God who changes not. His love, his mercy, oh, his tender heart. How in the person of Jesus Christ we see the mercy of God made known. I am the God of Bethel. Oh, has Christ been made precious to you? Have you got those spots and places where the Lord has met with you? Maybe now you say, but that was then, this is now. What does the Lord say? What does he say in his word? I am the Lord. I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob, are not consumed. All these things are against me. Oh, all these things. Jacob was brought to cry that out, wasn't he? When they went down to Egypt for help, in the days of famine, before Joseph was revealed, that desire to bring Benjamin down. Joseph is not, and Simeon is not, and now Benjamin's got to go. All these things are against me. I am the God of Bethel. All these things are working together for good. All these things are ordained for the good of your soul, Jacob. For the honour and glory of God, Jacob. That ye might be a witness. Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord. To witness the power, the grace, the mercy of God. That in you it might be seen what the God of love can do. It might be seen and made known what the Lord is able to do for poor, needy sinners. I am the Lord. I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob, are not consumed, not overrun, not overtaken. Not consumed with these things that come, but prove again and again the faithfulness of God, brought to prayer, brought to faith in Jesus Christ, brought to call upon his great and holy name, brought to pray and plead the promises in the word of God, brought with a thus saith the Lord, Lord, thou hast said. And the Lord has said, hasn't he? Hath he said, and shall he not do it? What is it this morning? You're wondering, you're reasoning. Oh, I hope you're reasoning on this ground. I am the God of Bethel. One who speaks and means it. One who changes not. That, you know, there is such a sweet place of rest for those burdened, tempted ones this morning? Or are you waiting for things to be cleared up? You're waiting for things to be done. You're waiting for the Lord's appearing. You're waiting for him to bring you into that large and great land. You're waiting for that which he's promised to do to be done. You're not waiting in vain, but you've got to wait prayerfully, and you've got to keep pleading and wrestling with this God of Jacob. Jacob wrestled, didn't he? Jacob obtained the blessing. And Jacob said, I will not let thee go except thou bless me. This is the God of Bethel. And the Lord did bless him. And the Lord did give him that which he requested. And the Lord is good. The Lord is gracious. And may you and I prove him. Prove him to be the God, our God. I am the God of Bethel. And may God add his blessing. Amen.
May we be helped to conclude by singing together hymn 339, hymn 339, tune Haslingdon, 544. O my distrustful heart, how small thy faith appears. But greater, Lord, thou art than all my doubts and fears. Did Jesus once upon me shine, then Jesus is forever mine. Unchangeable his will, whatever be my frame, his loving heart is still eternally the same. My soul through many changes goes, his love no variation knows. Hymn 339, tune Haslingdon, 544.
Father, and the fellowship and the communion of the Holy Spirit, rest and abide with us each, now and for evermore. Amen.